Who will the Springboks face at the 2027 Rugby World Cup? Today, you will get a front row seat to the tournament draw taking place on the 3rd of December. How it works and who might play who. But before that, may I recommend you get your hands on my book, How to Become a Sports Journalist. I've been in this business for more than 2 decades, guys, and in this book, I share my journey and supply advice on how anyone can get into this business too. I think it would make a great Christmas present. It's available on Amazon, and the link is in the description area below. So the 2027 Rugby World Cup will be the biggest one yet. The tournament is expanding to 24 teams. That means there will be 6 pools and 4 teams in each pool. The top 2 will advance to the knockout round, as well as the 4 best third place teams. That first knockout round will be the last 16. Then we'll have quarterfinals, semis, and the final. According to the world rankings, the top 6 teams will all be in one pot. So that's us, New Zealand, England, Ireland, France, and Argentina. In other words, those teams cannot be in the same pool. But they will have one of these teams in their pool. Australia, Fiji, Scotland, Italy, Wales, and Japan. Host nation Australia will automatically be placed in Pool A. Now, I want to pause here for just a moment, because before the November test matches, a lot was made of finishing in the top 6 of the rankings before the World Cup draw is made. The wisdom is that by finishing in the top 6, you avoid the other 5 or best 5 teams in the world. Now, yes, that is a decent theory. But I would like to meet the coach who is looking forward to being placed in Pool A alongside the host nation. Rule of thumb at big international sports tournaments, guys, is that you never want to be in the same pool as the hosts. In fact, as far as possible, you want to avoid the host nation. But Pete, it's the Wallabies. Yeah, but it'll be a highly motivated Wallabies. It'll be an Australian side determined to show they belong at this level. It'll be an Aussie team desperate not to embarrass themselves at a home World Cup. And it'll be a home side spurred on passionately by their supporters. Every Wallabies game is going to be a cauldron. As it turns out, Australia actually has a pretty solid record at home against almost every rugby nation on earth. It's damn difficult to beat the Wallabies in Australia, guys. As we well know, with just 8 wins in more than 3 decades of going there almost annually since readmission.
And they are driving hard, with purpose, at pace, and I think it might be Khaleesi, is it?
And one of South Africa, New Zealand, England, Ireland, France, or Argentina will have to contend with the Aussies in Pool A. That said, the Australians themselves might actually be relishing this prospect. Because of course, the theory does go both ways. No matter how formidable they may or may not be on home soil, they are going to have to contend with one of the 6 best teams in the world in their pool.
Desperate defence from Ireland! But not desperate enough!
There are actually parallels there with us and them, as it turns out. In 1995. I hope I have not just triggered a series of events that sees us drawn alongside them in Pool A. My honest opinion, I would not be surprised if the draw is rigged. They might identify Ireland as the weakest or most beatable team in the top 6 and arrange for the Wallabies to be placed alongside them in Pool A. Now, there is no evidence of this having been done before, but you can't tell me there wasn't even a hint of suspicion when Japan were drawn alongside Ireland and Scotland for the 2019 Rugby World Cup. It happens in other sports. What makes us think it does not happen in rugby? Let's move on now to the next pot. Georgia, Uruguay, Spain, the USA, Chile, and Tonga. Now, with all due respect to this sextet, none of the top 6 teams will look at these guys with much trepidation. That said, some of those boys in the second pot might look at these guys and feel slightly uneasy. And similarly, these teams, especially Georgia and Uruguay, might look at the second pot teams, especially Wales, as a scalp they can realistically get. This pot is important because, as I mentioned earlier, third place teams can also advance to the knockout round. If you like football, you will know that the Euros and Africa Cup of Nations are 24-team tournaments. Often a win and a draw is enough to finish third in your group and advance. But draws are exceedingly rare in rugby. That leads me to predict that one win alone will likely be enough to finish third. And so it might then come down to things like points difference. And then you start thinking the teams that avoid the Springboks and All Blacks will have the best chance of going through because of their points difference. That said, their points difference not being, what's the word I'm looking for, diminished significantly by the Springboks and the All Blacks. Having said that, we should not discount the teams in the fourth pot. They are Samoa, Portugal, Romania, Hong Kong, who for the purposes of this tournament, guys, you'll see are going to be called Hong Kong China, but we'll just call them Hong Kong here, Zimbabwe and Canada. Now, nothing against the other sides, but I'm pretty sure none of the teams in the third pot are overly interested in having to face Samoa or Portugal. If you're Chile or Tonga, you'd far rather want the prospect of beating Hong Kong or Zimbabwe to reach the knockout stage than having to take on Samoa, for example. Okay, so what might a group of death look like? There are a few examples, but here's just one. Australia, South Africa, Georgia, Samoa. You could easily substitute the Springboks for the All Blacks, France, England, or Argentina. But I think the group of death will ultimately be one that has Georgia and Samoa in it, battling for third place. You could even have another scenario where you have Georgia and Japan or Fiji battling it out for second place. So another group of death might be Ireland, Japan or Fiji, Georgia and Samoa. No guarantee that anyone finishes first, second, third or fourth there, I would say. What might the best case scenario look like for the Springboks? I'd have to go with something like this. South Africa, Wales, USA, Hong Kong. But perhaps what is more important is working out who we face in the last 16 and the quarterfinals. Ideally, you'd like those to be easier or comfortable fixtures before an almost certain colossal battle in the semi-finals and final. And you can be sure I'll be here with a full review of the draw once all has been revealed. But I'd like your thoughts ahead of that actual draw for the 2027 Rugby World Cup, which takes place on Wednesday, the 3rd of December. What kind of pool are you hoping to see the Springboks drawn into? And what might a pool of death look like in your opinion? Let me know in the comment section down below. And while you're down there, may I encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. The reason I'm looking for your support is because I would love to do this full time. And if you sign up as a patron, well, there are great benefits to be had. For example, you could get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online store. I might be able to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. You could win the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon. And you might even be able to have quarterly Zoom calls with me, where we discuss famous Springbok players and matches from the past, or even the present. All of this is to also help me go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under on a daily basis. It all starts from as little as $5 per month, depending on what you want. But if you used to work at Eskom, and they gave you a nice bonus when you left, then you might want to sign up for the $100 per month option. And I'll see you next time.